Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
Yeah, but hey, I was wondering a question, and we use it, and Eric in the Morning travel mug is on the way to you. Keep the hot hot and the cold cold.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Much like a Yeti, but not as good. All right?
Come on.
Not as good.
I'm going to be honest with you.
But it's
could
a better
be.
Label.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm just going to shoot straight with you. That's how it works. All right, get those to us. You can email us. You can text them, 60123. Or you can put them in our direct message box, DM us. Slide into our DMs.
Yeah.
On the gram. All right? Or Facebook or whatever. And if we use it, you're good to go. Just like Mike right here today. Mike says, hey, good morning, Eric. Whatever happened to finding and talking to Mr. Montana himself, Mark Sapelsa?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Just wondering. Thanks, Mike. Yeah, Mike, good question.
Huh. Yeah, what's he up to?
Mr. Montana, former TV anchorman and heartthrob here in Chicago, and of course, anchorman here on the Eric in the Morning show for many years.
Yeah.
Mark Sapelsa, who shocked the industry out of nowhere when he said, screw you, people.
Yeah.
All right, he didn't really say that, but he was thinking it. Screw you, people. I'm cashing it all in. I'm going to go live in the woods in Montana. And by God, he did.
That's yeah.
Crazy.
Followed through on that.
So I chat with Mark probably every 6 months or so. Chat, talk.
Okay. Like on the phone, okay.
Right. But that's about how often I talk to like my dad. You know, I just...
Yeah,
we text
in.
A lot. We text. My communication is through text.
Mm-hmm.
And I did send him a text and said, hey, you should come on the show. And he's like, I don't know. I don't know. I said, what's the problem? And he's like, I'm in Montana. We don't really talk to people.
Is that
I go,
right?
You don't talk to people. We got big beards. And we live in the woods. We talk to the animals.
To the animals?
And to ourselves. But we really don't talk to other people because once you hit Montana... You become a conspiracy theorist.
Oh,
it's required when you move there. And he's like, I don't know if that would be good. And you know, people might find me, and the government might find me, and you know, all that kind of stuff.
Right. Okay. He's in it.
I said, all right. I got that. But what about after things calm down? And by calm down, I mean the world.
Yeah. Well, what's that going to be?
Right. And plus, I think Mark is enjoying this opportunity to start expressing his opinion.
Right.
As a newsman, he couldn't express his opinion, but now he can.
Of course, yeah. You need credibility and neutrality.
Right. Before. The neutrality's right out the window.
So yeah.
Like, you're a terrible person. You're awful. Screw you. You don't know what you're talking about. I hate you.
Well, so you're saying he's doing that behind the scenes, or he'd be afraid to come on because he might do that?
No, I think he's not even doing it behind the scenes. I think he's doing it, but then he just doesn't really want
to. He just wants to do it to the trees and the moose.
Right.
Or whatever they have.
Right.
He does it on Twitter sometimes.
Yeah, he does it on Twitter, but I just don't think he wants to talk about it. But... So what I'm thinking, do you think we could do this?
Why?
How would we do this? Maybe Big Karwowski knows. If we could get, 10 people to send us a 5-second video of yourself.
Okay.
Saying, Mark, we miss you. Please call the show.
Yeah, show the demand.
Yeah. If we get 10 of you folks to say it. Is there any way we can accept video? Can we do that?
Yeah, I mean, through email.
Can you hashtag it and we can grab it?
Oh, yeah, we could do a hashtag, maybe something simple.
Hashtag Mark Sapelsa.
Okay, that's a good one.
Right. Or hashtag, how about Mark in Montana?
Mark in Montana is good. Because Sapelsa, some people might not know how to spell.
Like hashtag Mark in Montana. If we get 10 of you to make that video, Mark... we miss you. Call the show. You know, in your car or in your kitchen right now or wherever you are. And then we put 10 of those together and we send them to Mark. Maybe, the group pressure would be the one to draw him out of the woods.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. You think so?
I think so. It might
work. It's like we'd set a big jar of honey to try to draw the bear in.
Oh, totally. Good analogy.
And you folks are the honey.
Right.
Yeah,
he's the bear.
Video. Right.
All right. You think we could do that?
Yeah.
Use the bear thing.
Okay.
Because I think he probably relates to that even more now.
I would think.
He probably has neighbors that are bears.
Although he loves the Packers, he doesn't like to affiliate anything with the Bears.
Well,
he's a weirdo that way.
Grizzlies.
Right. He got hit in the head once as a kid.
Yeah,
you know.
True. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Let's see if we can do that.
Okay. I think that this will be good.
Could 10 5:30 Club members do that right now? I mean, if you're in a car, pull off the side of the road. Mm-hmm. Just a quick 5-second video. Hey, Mark, we miss you. Please call the show. Something like that. And then hashtag it, Mark in Montana.
Yes.
So Mark in Montana. And we'll just send a bunch of videos to him and, guilt him. What do you think?
That's great. So we're going to do it just on Twitter, or do you want me to put something on Facebook, too?
You can do it there.
Okay, I'm going to put it on Facebook, too, just so you can find us if you need it.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Just so we can get his, you know, a group of videos together, and we can send those to him, and then, you know, you can check it on the show.
You can check it out at Eric Morning Mix on both Twitter and Facebook.
All right. Boxer shorts day. I guess everything gets a day.
Sure does.
At some point. You got 365 of them to use up, right? Boxer shorts day. That's why Swanee's wearing them around here today. And I was really uncomfortable then, but it got worse when Violetta started talking about her dad and his underwear.
Oh, yeah. That got really weird.
Top three things. You wear to bed. We have a tie at number three. You wear it to bed. Margaret.
Hey, I wear a hoodie with the hood on, and my husband calls it Ted. He says I look like Ted Kaczynski when I'm wearing it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You look like a Unabomber going to bed.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's weird. Wear it with the hood up? Do you tie the hood with the tie underneath?
I do. It's glorious.
Oh,
it really is glorious.
You are. Must keep that room chilly.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's weird. I feel like it would get in the way or something.
You do?
Yeah.
John, tied at number three, wear it to bed.
Yeah, I wear a tie-dyed Rockfest t-shirt and knit shorts.
Knit shorts.
Knit shorts.
Somebody knit you some shorts? Yeah, I know. That's funny.
Okay.
That's good stuff. And number two, Deborah, you wear it to bed.
Yes, I wear a extra large Jim Beam t-shirt. Nothing else.
All right.
And nothing else. Whoa. Yeah.
This is like the Mark Sapelsa checklist because Mark Sapelsa is like the Unabomber now.
Mm-hmm.
And he also revealed on the air that he wore an extra large t-shirt and nothing else to bed.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
Nothing else?
Yeah, we had a whole song. What? I'll see if I can find it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't know how that can be comfortable, especially for a guy, but that's his business. And, I mean, that really is his business.
It is. And finally, in at number one, sod coming a mile away. Megan, you wear it to bed.
A whole bunch of nuts.
There it is.
Naked.
Thank you. For those of you that might not know.
What does nothing mean exactly?
A whole bunch of nothing. You know, I was looking for it, Megan. There's some kind of study that says that's good for your brain.
Oh, it's got to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you feel sharper after sleeping naked?
I wouldn't say sharper, but refreshed maybe.
Yeah.
I can't do it. It gets me all, out of sorts.
I'm sure you have heat in your house, but at the same time, aren't there just certain nights when it just feels like there's kind of a chill in the air when you need something?
You just add another blanket on there.
Okay.
I'm always worried, like, I have to get up for something.
Right.
You know, God forbid.
The house is going to be on fire.
Yeah, and you're like, where are my clothes?
That's right. Keep a couple right by the bedside. Swanee, go ahead and take that into Whip right now.
Okay,
Swanee has something. He's going to walk into Whip's little news booth over there. He's going to hand it to him. It's a glass, a cup.
Okay.
Whip, there's liquid in the cup. Can you see it?
Yeah, it's double cupped, actually, so it must be hot.
All right, liquid in the cup. You see the liquid? I see you smelling it.
Oh, yeah, okay. You just told me to look at it. Don't smell it.
No, that's fine.
Okay, yes, I'm looking at it.
Go ahead and give that a smell. All right, smell it? Got it? All right, I want you to tell me what that is in there.
Without drinking it?
Without drinking it. Just give that a smell. Take a look there. Smell it. You can smell it. Get an aroma, whatever it might be. Tell me what's in there.
Okay. It smells a little like black coffee, but not very strong.
Yep.
Is that it?
Yep. We just confirmed the experiment.
Okay. What is it?
All right. Did I win?
And you're in big trouble.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Why?
A new study says... If you can smell weak coffee, you're drinking too much caffeine.
Oh, okay.
So I told Swanee to put 1 ounce of black coffee and 6 ounces of water in a cup.
Okay.
Make that as weak as you possibly can. Turn it over to Whip, who drinks gallons of the stuff every day. And have him sniff it. And if he can smell the coffee in there, it just proves you're drinking too much of the stuff.
Okay. Probably true. I will plead guilty to that.
If you can smell weak coffee, you're drinking too much caffeine. According to researchers from UK's University of Portsmouth, they found there's one way to detect an over-reliance on your morning cup of coffee, paying close attention to whether or not you notice the smell of a weak cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Were you able to pick up on it right away?
That's what I thought, but somehow my wheels were turning. I thought you were going to fool me.
Right.
I thought you were going to say it was something else and that somehow or another it mocks coffee.
Right.
But yeah. So, no, other than that, though, it was easy.
Right. Did it smell delicious? Just a hint of delicious?
Kind of. I kind of wanted to drink it, yeah. A little bit.
And what would you say your intake is right now? Your daily intake of coffee and caffeine?
I'm going to
Because, I mean, I think you walk right up to the line of a heart attack.
Right. I don't know what the... Is this a 24-ouncer from Dunkin'? Yeah, it's
20,
a big one.
24 ounces before we even get on the air.
Right. That's iced coffee, so it's maybe a little more watered down than if it were hot coffee. But still, it's big. It's a couple of these a day, yeah. And I usually finish this before I even get here.
Okay, so 24 ounces of coffee before you even start.
So then one of these regular sort of office coffee cups.
8-ounce cups.
Yeah, so I add that to it during the show.
Okay. Yeah. How many of those?
Just like one during the show,
usually.
Just one. Unless I'm having a real tired day, in which case I might go to a second.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's another 16 ounces. So now 24 and 16, we're at 40.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Then this afternoon, like at 2 o'clock, what happens?
Yeah, like another one of these largest.
Oh, my God.
Then you throw another 24 ounces on top of that.
Yeah, that's right.
Right. So now we're up to 64 ounces of coffee a day.
Wow. Well, you put it that way.
Yeah. It's time to see a health professional. It's time.
I got to pee. Excuse me.
We're ready to go over at the social media desk. Violetta, you ready?
Yes.
Number three.
Hashtag Fergie is trending, and this is freaking me out because I've been on a Fergie kick all weekend long.
Thanks.
No, it's just so weird. And now out of nowhere. What?
Because of me?
No, not because of you.
Why?
Why? Do you like Fergie?
She doesn't realize it. Not even clicking. What's his last name?
Oh, Ferguson.
Oh, my buddy's coming.
Yeah.
Jeez, thanks for being here.
I didn't know people call you Fergie. This is breaking news. I'm calling you Fergie from now on.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, so out of nowhere, Twitter also is on a
Where's
Fergie.
Where's my coach when I need him? Every time we have him on the air, he calls me that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you think I'm on a
basketball high school nickname?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Right.
You're
Fergie
like
for three.
Yeah. From downtown. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay, so no idea why this is trending, but everybody is debating Fergie's best song and how they hit different. The top contenders right now, Big Girls Don't Cry, Fergielicious, and the number one, thank God, Glamorous.
Speaking of Big Girls Don't Cry, this is a good tie-in. Earlier this morning on Hey, I Was Wondering, Mark had asked a question about Mark Sapelsa.
Right.
Like, whatever happened to him, is he ever going to come on the show? And I said, well, I'm trying to get him on, but he's in the mountains of Montana, living in a cabin and eating whatever he catches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's in like a mountain man.
True mountain man.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So we're asking you to send a quick 5-second video like, hey, it's Stephanie from Joliet. Mark, it's time to call the show. Thanks.
Yeah, we miss you. We love you. Just something quick and easy.
5 seconds is all we need, and then hashtag it what?
A hashtag Mark in Montana.
Thank you. I got you. A hashtag Mark in Montana, and then we'll put a group of videos together, and we'll start exerting pressure on our good friend Mark Spelsa to join us.
Totally.
All right, trending on Twitter, number two.
Drake is confirming that he has a release date for his new album. The rapper dropped a teaser video on his 34th birthday for Certified Lover Boy. That's the name of the album.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's coming out in January of 2021.
Seems like such an old school phrase, Lover Boy. Maybe he's trying to bring it back.
And
he's
who
like,
is that again?
That's Drake.
Drake. All right, and trending on Twitter, number one.
Harry Styles has a new song out. It's called Golden.
He definitely is
the king. And the music video, making a splash online, everyone's saying it feels like a rom-com come to life, and they are loving it.
You know, interestingly enough, mm-hmm. some say the guy, the king of rom-coms who launched the rom-coms, has some statements about rom-coms.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
I'll get to that coming up in just a bit. Anybody listening in? Is an adult with a stuffed animal. Experts talk about why children love stuffed animals so much. The obvious reasons. You didn't need a study to figure this out. They offer a sense of safety, predictability, and comfort. The same is true as a 35-year-old woman. All right, now you both know the contest, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here's the challenge. We're going to have each of these people describe their stuffed animal.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to try to predict the name.
Yes.
This is so fun.
Get in your mindset here.
Okay.
All right, you ready?
Ready.
Okay. We'll start with you. Hi, Jess.
Hello.
You're a grown adult with a stuffed animal.
Yes, I am.
All right. How old are you?
29.
Okay.
Okay.
And how long have you had the stuffed animal?
A little over a year.
Oh, it's brand new to the family.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you describe the stuffed animal to us? What is it? What does it look like? What color is it? Etc.
It's like a little brown bear with just like little work boots.
Little brown bear with little work boots. Okay.
And then whenever I squeeze his hand, it was because my husband and I used to be long distance. It says, "Sweet dreams, my love."
Oh, look at that. That's adorable. So there's a reason it made you feel close to him.
Sweet dream.
And without telling us what it is, it has a name?
It does.
Okay. All right, Whip, would you like to predict for Jess, the 29-year-old woman with a stuffed animal, and it's a new one. It's not even like from her childhood that she brought in. It's brand new. It's got work boots on, and what does it say when you squeeze its hand?
Sweet dreams, my love.
Okay. Whip, what's its name?
I'm going to say its name is Pablo.
Pablo. Okay, what are you going with, Violetta?
I'm going to go with Honey.
Honey. I'm going to go with Roy.
Okay, you guys are not playing the game.
It's a work bear.
I'm actually serious.
It's a work bear. Yeah. Are any of us correct?
No.
No.
Oh.
Crap. Who would have guessed? Its name is?
Frank.
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 See?
It's not far off.
See? You were all judgy. It's Frank.
Okay, you're right.
Could have gone with Frank. I could have figured that one out.
Yeah.
How?
Guess enough guy names?
Pablo. Yeah. Where'd Pablo come from?
Hi, Ashley.
Hello.
Hi. How old are you?
33.
And you have a stuffed animal.
And I have a stuffed animal.
Okay. Give us a description of the stuffed animal without revealing the name, okay?
All right. It is a black rhinoceros.
Cool.
Right.
Cool. Black rhinoceros.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how much I could give you. It looks exactly like a black rhinoceros.
Is it it's big? Is it like large?
No, it's small.
You got it. Tiny.
Small.
Small black
probably
rhino.
Probably about the size of like a teddy bear.
How long have you had the small black rhino?
About 4 years.
4 years. All right. So it's brand new to you. And what were the reasons for getting it?
My boyfriend actually got it for me as a birthday present on my first birthday together.
Okay. All right. And it has a name without telling us?
And it has a name. Yep.
Okay. Let's begin with Violetta on this one. Violetta, the small black rhino, been in the family 4 years. Or Ashley is named?
I'm going to go Raymond the Rhinoceros.
Raymond. Okay. Whip, you've chosen what?
Roger.
Roger the Rhinoceros. I will go with Rhiney the Rhinoceros.
Well, it does start with an R.
Okay.
What is it?
But it's Rico from the Lincoln Park Zoo.
Rico the Rhinoceros.
All right.
Rico.
Rico.
It sounds adorable.
Yes.
It does.
Sounds adorable. Makes me want to curl up with it right now. Thank you, Ashley. Thank you. And then finally.
This is hard.
Carrie.
Hi. Good morning.
You are a grown woman of what age?
37.
37. You've got your very own stuffed animal.
Sure do.
How long have you
every night.
Oh, sweet. How long have you had your stuffed animal that you sleep with every night?
I've had one my whole entire life, but the one I currently sleep with, I've had about 4 years.
4 years. And how did you get it? Why'd you get it?
When I was a baby, I was really sick, and my mom bought me a giraffe.
Okay, so this is a new giraffe?
It is.
Yeah, all right, to take the place of the old giraffe that's probably tattered and worn from years of love.
Exactly.
Got it. Got it. All right, how big is the giraffe? Is it about 8 feet tall?
No, I sleep with that every night, so that'd be weird.
Okay.
So it's about 6 inches.
Hey, people that sleep with 8 foot tall guys don't say it's weird.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, about 6 inches or so, and it's your standard giraffe. Does it come with any, like, does it wear a bow tie or anything like that?
Nothing. It's gray.
Gray. A gray 6-inch giraffe you've had 4 years. So without telling us the actual name, does it have one?
Yes.
Okay. Whip, would you like to start and try to guess Carrie's giraffe?
Well, she called the giraffe her, so okay. I'm going to go with Jenna the giraffe.
Jenna, okay. Violetta, you have chosen what?
Spotty.
Spotty. I will go with Necky. Necky the giraffe. Necky. Any of those right, Carrie?
No.
Aw, man.
The giraffe is named?
Gigi for Jay, or Gray Giraffe.
Very nice.
Gigi
the giraffe.
That's so cute.
Why couldn't I have figured that out?
Right.
Thank you, Carrie. The mix. You know, maybe that's your current big relationship disagreement.
What?
You want to bet the Dodgers. Wow. He wants to bet the Tampa Bay Rays tonight.
Right.
And now you're not speaking. He wants to have a baby. Oh. You don't.
Yeah.
And now you're not speaking. 312-233 1019. Brianna.
Yeah. I want carpet and he wants hardwood floors.
And never the two shall meet.
Okay.
All right. How long has this been going on?
Since we got married.
Oh, so is that a while or is that like, you know, last Tuesday?
Like 2 years.
2 years.
Has anyone thrown out large area rug?
Yes, but that's not carpet.
I know.
All right, why do you want carpet so much more than hardwood floors? Because, Brianna, I don't mean to take sides here, but I'm on his side.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Carpet is just way more comfortable than hardwood floors.
Now, do you mean carpet in the bedroom or you mean the whole house?
The bedroom.
Okay, so see, there's a little difference there. You want a little comfort and cozy in the bedroom.
Yeah, you fall out of bed onto a hardwood floor, that's going to hurt. You fall onto a carpet, it's just like another bed.
Whip, when's the last time you fell out of bed?
Well, you never know. I'm just saying, strange times.
I'd like to talk to someone who's actually fallen out of bed, like, in the last, you know, lifetime.
You don't do that? Like, actually accidentally roll over for a second and think you're going to fall?
Yes, but I don't.
Well, yeah.
Brianna, have you fallen out of bed?
No, I've never fallen out of bed.
Thank you.
Well, okay. Again, you're not making your argument any better with that one.
It's a disagreement for the ages. Carpet versus hardwood floors. Hi, Cynthia.
Hey, good morning.
Your big relationship disagreement is what?
Every time I suggest, like, we should get patio furniture, or when I was pregnant with our first child, I wanted a really cool swing set back there for her. And he's always like, I'm going to build it. And 20 years later, and he's never built anything.
Aha. So he always says he'll build it to avoid buying it, but never follows through.
Yes.
Have you ever called him on it?
Oh, God, yeah, just last week. He was like, I said, oh, we should get, I don't remember what it was, and he was like, oh, yeah, I'm totally going to build it. And I looked at him, and I'm like, yeah, like that swing set, and she's in college now. Thanks.
Oh, and she's in college.
Wow.
He's like, fine. I'm on my way to Home Depot right now. Right. Comes back 2 hours later, Home Depot is closed.
Yeah.
You're like, Home Depot's never closed. Debbie.
Hi.
Your current relationship argument is what?
That I want a third baby.
You want a third? He's happy with the two that you have.
Yeah.
Yeah. How long has this argument been in place?
Ever since our daughter turned one, which was in June.
Uh-huh.
So I've been, you know, slowly slipping it in there, and every time he changes the subject or tells me that,
And do you think you'll win this argument, or is he going to ultimately prevail?
I think I can win it.
Yeah.
You can be persuasive, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I told him we have till March, so.
You have till March?
Or else I'm packing up.
We have till March so he can change his mind. But, you know, regardless,
then what happens?
March is when we'll try.
Yeah, what's March?
March is when, no matter what, we're trying.
Oh, I see. So it's really not a disagreement. It's just a delay.
Yeah.
You have till March. What happens in March? Oh, you'll see. Oh, God. Oh, you're getting ghosted. It's Halloween time. And that guy ghosted you. You really thought you had a connection. Poof, he disappeared.
Boo.
Boo is right. The names of people most likely to ghost you, according to a survey done by multiple dating apps, they listed the top 5 female ghosters and the top 5 male ghosters. Tell us who's number one. 312-233-1019. Top male name that you get ghosted. Hi, Tiffany.
Is it Justin?
Justin. Big ghoster.
A personal experience?
No. I'm guessing a lot of these are personal experiences.
Totally.
Brittany, you going to get ghosted by who? Hi, Brittany.
Hi, John.
John. Johns, can't trust him. Sneaky. Sneaky John.
Oh, most Johns I've known are nice.
There you go. They would never ghost whip.
No.
Gina, he's got to be named what?
Matt.
No.
Oh, Matt.
Matt of ghosts.
Definitely.
You know, that's number two.
It is?
Oh, okay.
Matthew.
You can just see him. You can see him.
Because they seem nice, but...
They will ghost you like you wouldn't believe. No, the top name, Lindsay, of a guy who's going to ghost you is...
It's got to be Daniel.
That is exactly right.
Really?
Daniels. Poof. They're gone.
Danny?
Can't trust Danny. Danny's gone.
Oh, my God.
Dan the man is not the man. He's gone.
Oh, I wouldn't have guessed that.
No, me either.
Daniel, in at number one of your top male ghosting name.
That's
you ever been
weird.
Ghosted by a Daniel, Lindsay?
I have.
You have?
Oh, wow, really?
There we
I
go.
Have.
A little close to home.
It's a bad name.
Yeah,
it's a
bad man Danny. Bad man Danny. Hey, Lindsay, I want to hear a little bit more about that ghosting story now.
Yeah.
What happened?
I mean, what is it to say? They just ghost.
How long had you been talking to Daniel before he disappeared on you?
It was a few weeks.
Okay.
We hadn't actually met yet.
Uh-huh. So a lot of messaging back and forth, and then he just faded away, or did he disappear completely?
He
just disappeared completely. Yeah.
And you thought it was going fine.
I did.
See, Daniel says the survey turns out to be correct.
He's a jerk.
Your top male ghosters are Daniel, Matthew, Jack, George, Thomas.
Oh, okay.
Top female ghosters, want to throw a name out?
Jessica.
You're going to most likely get ghosted by Jessica, is your guess?
Like a Whitney.
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 Brittany, Whitney.
No, sorry, none of the knees.
Okay.
Isabella. Isabella will ghost you.
Really?
Followed by Lily, Mia, Lauren, and Katie.
Those are the sweetest names ever.
Yep.
And they're just going to disappear?
Right. They are like... They are like a David Blaine act. Poof, they're gone. Professions that are most likely to ghost you.
Nurses.
Sailor.
Sailors. No. Oh, my God, it is. It's in a number two. Sailor.
Hey, see?
What?
Well, they go to sea.
Yeah, I got
to
be at sea in the morning. See you.
No, they're not. It's
oh,
not
no, what?
Be
really?
A lot of believe me.
I did, too.
No, it's
oh, my
not.
God, you're so good
no.
at that.
No. Violetta, I think you might be right. Emergency services in a number one. I would call that nursing.
Yeah.
Nurses, doctors, paramedics.
Why yeah, because they have crazy. People? Yeah, they have crazy schedules, so it's easy to be like, I don't feel like talking to you right now.
Yeah, they blame it on their schedule.
Yeah, well, that's wrong.
Other professions most likely to ghost you: lawyers, media and marketing people. Ben Karwowski, poof, gone.
Always
gone.
He never responds to my text.
Right, finance. And HR.
Oh, what?
Your top ghosting HR. Professions. Tough one for the Bears. Monday Night Football last night on the West Coast against the Rams. Then they flew back all night. We might have a hibernating bear.
Oh, sleepy.
And you know what they say? Do not wake a hibernating bear.
Oh, no.
Dangerous. They will rip your face off.
Yeah.
So let's go in quietly and delicately because I don't know if he's been sleeping yet or if he hasn't been to sleep. Charles. Are you there, Charles?
Charles. That's a big bear waking up.
That is a big bear. Charles, have you been to sleep yet, or did you stay up to join us?
No, I'm very angry right now.
Yeah, I was afraid of that. I was afraid. Well, yeah, we don't want to make you angry.
No, not more angry.
Yeah, we don't want any of that nonsense. When'd you get in?
2 hours ago.
Oh,
okay, so you're fighting
really?
2 hours ago.
Oh, man.
2.5. Yeah.
What have you been doing? Laying on the couch just waiting for this nonsense?
Basically. You know? Yeah.
Well, think about this. It's almost over and you can go to bed.
That is right. Now, how late will you sleep?
What did you say?
How late will you sleep after this? Like, will you sleep till 2?
No, I got to get up and get a massage. I gotta start my... My week started already. My recovery day has already started. Once I get off this call, I'll be going to get my massage by my wonderful lady, okay. Sarah. And my week is going to be starting, so I'm already on to the sink.
How's the body feeling there, Charles? Are you in good shape? Anything hurt? Anything dinged up? You feel okay?
No, not too bad. I feel pretty good. Actually, let's just talk about that stadium. Oh, my.
That was my next question. That SoFi Stadium is supposed to be unbelievable.
It's the best. Yeah. I mean, Soldier Field is the best when it comes to the fans there, when we have fans there, and, you know, when it's rocking, of course.
Right.
Soldier Field is the best when it comes to that. But when it comes to just pure looks and how everything is built and just, you know, the awe attraction
right.
of the stadium,
right.
that stadium is unbelievable.
When you get to a stadium like that, when you're on the road and you arrive and you walk in the stadium and they take you in the visitor's locker room, do they have like a sushi spread out, like an ice cream machine and like, you know, movies playing, or is there nothing waiting for you there?
No, I think they only had some peanut butter and jelly, some bananas, some oranges.
Right.
And a few Gatorades. That was the only spread that we had today.
Yeah.
Okay. All right,
or last night.
So when you get in there then and you have your peanut butter and jelly and you go over to the locker, for a guy like you as a big bear, how long does it take to get game ready to, you know, strap it on, as they say, the shoulder pads and tape this and wrap that and all that nonsense?
I would say it takes me probably around, let's say, all right, I'm going to go 12 o'clock game start because right. that's the times I know. I would say for me to get mentally prepared for a game, it'll probably take me 3 hours to get prepared.
Wow. Okay.
Mentally, yeah. I'm a routine guy. I like to, you know, have a good build up, right. you know, make sure my mind's in the right spot. I do my meditation before the game. I do my same warm up before the game. I'm a very superstitious and routine type of person.
Now, you talk about to get yourself mentally ready. I've been interested about this. So, like last night, you know, you're lining up. They say the best defensive player in the NFL behind Khalil Mack, Aaron Donald, is right across from me. Does that occur? Do you think, oh my God, this guy's tremendous, or do you think, it's just another guy trying to run into me?
Yep. I mean, to be honest with you, I don't got to see that guy often.
Yeah.
He's on the guard, so I feel bad for those guys. But the times he does line up on me, you definitely just got to make sure you're locked in to your fundamentals and
right.
understand that he's a relentless player and he's going to bring it every single snap. So, if you're not locked, but honestly, if you're not locked in and mentally prepared every single snap, give it your all every single day, you shouldn't be out there on the football field to begin with.
Do you guys ever talk like back and forth, just like, hey, after the game, can you recommend a dinner place? Or, how's the family? Is that kind of conversation ever happen?
No, I didn't get a chance to ask him the question I wanted to ask him. If you can relate this to him, yeah. I want to know his ab workout. He has an amazing physique. He does a very good core workout.
Okay.
I heard after, you know, on his days off.
Right.
So I wish I asked him that question, but I didn't get a chance to when we were on the field because I didn't want to talk after that game.
Right.
Charles, we've seen a lot this year about the fact that they're not allowing jersey swaps. And then now they have a whole ad campaign with Tide where they're sanitizing the jerseys. A player will send the jersey to the league or whatever, and they sanitize with Tide. And then you send your opposing player, whoever you want to swap jerseys with, the jersey in the mail. So do you jersey swap with guys on other teams? And have you gone through this new process this year, if so?
Yes, I do jersey swap, and I wish I have done the, you know, Tide jersey swap
right.
this year, because over the past few years, I just have a bag full of just stinky jerseys. I actually might have to call them so they can wash my jerseys now,
yeah.
so we can get those washed, because I still have some stinky jerseys of some guys over the league right now.
Do you have any favorite jerseys that you've gotten over the years? Like, I like that one.
I got almost every single person that I play with at Boise State, my alma mater.
Okay.
Have every single person jersey. I just have to get like one or two more. So those are probably my favorite out of all the people. But I do have some, like, you know, other offensive tackles across the league that, sure. you know, I really enjoy watching play, and some good friends I met along the way.
You know, Charles, earlier this morning we had asked for questions in the Leno mailbag for people to text in. I've got several of those now. Are you okay to answer a couple of these?
Let's do it.
Okay, question number one from an 863. I don't know where that is.
Me either.
Can you ask, Charles, what did you want to be when you were little? When you were just a little guy running around out there on the West Coast, what did you want to grow up to be? Fireman, football player, anything?
You said it, the first one.
Fireman?
I wanted to be a fireman.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I actually wanted to be a fireman.
Yeah.
Growing up, I remember like it was yesterday. It's in Oakland, and I remember just being at the front door, and a fire truck went by, you know, really loud. And
right.
Just, you know, crazy loud how they are.
Right.
And I started crying. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to be one of those guys making kids cry. You know, instead of, you know, being the person crying, you know.
There you go.
I decided that was the moment I decided I wanted to be a firefighter.
Right,
you know?
And now you want to make grown men cry each and every day.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
It's got to work out nice.
That's
so
amazing.
At some point, I might transition to making kids cry sometime soon.
There you go. Question number two. Can you ask Charles what his favorite Halloween costume that he wore when he was a kid, what that was?
Great question.
You remember when you were a kid?
It wasn't. I already know. It wasn't when I was a kid. It wasn't when I was a kid. I was in college.
Uh-huh.
And I dressed up as Wilt Chamberlain. I wore super short shorts.
Oh, cool.
I had like a red, white, and blue basketball. Uh-huh. I had like a little afro, a little headband. It was probably one of my favorite outfits. I dressed up as Wilt Chamberlain.
Got that picture tucked away somewhere?
I can't. I'll try to find it, but no, you don't want to see that.
Oh, we kind of do. Actually, we kind of do.
You might be amazed.
We don't want to see that.
Next one is from an 847. What kind of candy will the Lenos be handing out for Halloween? Do you know that yet?
Always at the Leno house.
Mm-hmm.
King size.
Oh, wow.
King size, always.
Well, you're a big bear.
No, you know, king size, Twix, king size. Snickers, king size, M&M's, always king size at the Leno house.
When you
nothing smaller.
When you reach into the bowl yourself to grab something of the ones you've just mentioned, which one do you head for first?
Well, first it'll be sanitized,
of course,
and probably individually packaged
for sure.
Let me just be honest, sir. Yeah. But the first one I'll probably grab is. The first one, it has to be a Twix, man. Twix is one of my favorites growing up. Yeah.
The left or the right?
Yeah, you gotta go left or right.
Left Twix. I'm a left tackle.
Left
Come
tackle.
On,
that's it.
That's right. Look at that.
It all adds up.
Come on, man. And finally, from the Leno mailbag, could you please ask Charles what his first car was?
Ooh.
Your first car.
My first car was a Chevy Tahoe. 1999 Chevy Tahoe. My dad gave it to me when I was in college. I ran that thing to the ground. Thank you, Pops, for letting me ruin the car that you love so much. I appreciate it.
What a lovely moment.
Yeah. Did that Tahoe have a name?
Did the car have a name?
Yeah.
Ooh. Did it have a name? No. I don't remember the name if I did have a name for it.
Right. Were you carting around all the other Boise State offensive linemen in it?
No.
Just
badly.
Just you?
Girls.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was very selfish in that car.
Gotta be.
Oh, wow.
All right, Charles, good luck. We're going to let you get some rest. The Big Bear's got to hibernate, get some sleep, get a massage, and get ready. What is it? Saints next week?
Saints on Sunday.
It's like
Soldier
a 320
Field.
Star, 325, something like that. You're coming home to Soldier Field. Go out there and get a win, Charles, okay?
Yep, we will. Finally coming home, get to play in front of that packed Soldier Field. Can't wait. You know how that's going to be.
I know how that's going to be.
Excuse me. Never mind.
I thought you knew something we didn't. Yeah. I wasn't sure.
There's not going to be anybody there. Yeah.
You know what?
Before I let you go, I'm glad you said that. I just want to ask, because the announcers last night said it was almost awkward doing the game because it was so quiet. Like, you could hear the announcer talking on the field. Is that true? Was it really that quiet there in SoFi last night?
Oh, yeah. It was an empty stadium. We only played, clearly our stadium is empty. We played at Detroit, that was empty.
Uh-huh.
And clearly SoFi, that's a big stadium too, so it echoes. So it was just, you could hear almost everything. I think I heard Sean McVay blow his nose one time. I don't know.
We were right into his mask.
Yeah, nobody wants to hear that.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I think I had to switch his mask out. I'm not sure.
That's not good. Charles, all the best to you. We will catch up with you next week after a big win against the Saints, okay?
All right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
See you.
Thanks for having me. Talk to you guys later.
All right, see you.
Enjoy that massage.
It's a big bear. Charles Leno Jr. Let's find out what's trending on Twitter. Your top three, an update from earlier this morning, following up Violetta over at the social media desk at number three.
Yes, an ironclad beetle is trending because it's almost uncrushable. This bug can be run over by a 3,500-pound car and not be squashed.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you said ironclad?
Yeah, it's got an ironclad, casing on it.
Whoa.
I think that's just his natural.
Okay, right. So it's a real
bug.
You didn't
buy it at Nordstrom.
Yeah, I thought it was like a brooch or something.
Here for the ironclad cover. We're sold out.
All right.
No.
Trending on Twitter, number two.
If 2020 were a Halloween candy is trending right now, and people are offering up Tums, Dum Dums, and the Charlie Brown gif of him going, I got a rock.
What is those gross, disgusting, they're wrapped in orange and black wrapping paper, and they're basically just plastic.
Yeah,
melted
just like
plastic.
Bad grandma candy.
Nobody knows what that candy is.
Yeah, it's like wrapped in wax paper almost.
Mm-hmm. That is 2020.
Yeah.
And trending on Twitter, number one.
With Batman filling... With Bat... Bat... Man, Batman.
Filming. Try again?
Yeah, I'm going to try 10 times. With Batman filming in Chicago, people are enjoying a video of a man dressed up as Batman riding a scooter around the set area. It is not Robert Pattinson. It's just somebody dressed up. But it's pretty funny to see because he's kind of going crazy on a scooter.
I wonder if Robert Pattinson will be in town. I know they've been doing all exteriors and secondary shots. And he's been over in Europe doing a bunch of stuff for it.
Yeah. So I think he might be coming soon. I saw a clip of him riding a motorcycle. Right. In the Chicago area. It looked like a Chicago area street.
Feels like you'd have to have some shots of him here.
Right. So I think that he might have been over the weekend. But this guy that's trending right now on Barstool Sports is not the real guy.
All right. Thank you. There it is.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.